Hey, Brain Junkies, it's Trace. It's time for an episode of Bloopers.
Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, but Amy is doing the intro, so I should start.
Oh, you're right. Yep, never mind.
You're so tiny.
Welcome to Brain Junk. Da, da, da.
Yay!
I could use my pool rules voice. All right, kids, no jumping in the shallow end. Feet first.
Aww. I'm going to be
tape here.
Cutting so much stuff out of this. I'm looking going, God, we're at 24 minutes, but a lot of it is the two of us just running around like idiots.
We collect ourselves and then it falls apart again. I have too many notes on this one.
Sure.
Okay. Today we're going to be talking about all about nothing. Welcome to Brain Junk. I can't even. I'll take my sweater off. It's suddenly it's hot in here. All right.
She has performance anxiety.
I apparently do.
All right. Here, I'm going to lead you off.
All right.
Well, today we're going to be talking a little bit. And then
we need to hit the sweet spot. There. That's not the sweet spot.
Oh, God. I have a headache. All right. Your little cup opening made a huge, yeah. Oh, geez. Oh, hey.
That's exciting.
You're maxing out the mic.
It's
realized
a nice pee sound.
The last episode, now I haven't edited. I have four. Now, tomorrow, I will have six that need to be edited. I'm like.
Now I realize where they're at and I keep watching. I'm like, I can listen to a new one.
They're looming over me. Well, yes. I was finishing the book, so.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the word that I can't pronounce and I was like,
it just eats all your other thoughts.
I don't know what to do. I'm just not going to look at it.
We can never do live shows.
I'll be like, hold on.
We need a cue. Could you please juggle for just a minute or something?
Okay.
El Colacho. It's definitely a festival.
Is it?
El Colacho. Yeah. I shouldn't depend on my own handwriting.
You want to try that again? Or just leave it.
And I also am likely to be pronouncing that wrong. Let's just always assume I'm wrong. Yes. They've got several categories, including a children's categories. And well, maybe that's all I had. I did the radishes. That's all. They do have lots of... You're going to cut to this and there's going to be random giggling in front of a sentence that doesn't merit giggling.
Yeah, exactly.
So okay. Join the committee now. Email us if you'd like to be a part of that. We need property upon which you're willing to let us burn torches.
Yes, although I think if we're going to do it, women need to be able to also carry torches. I get that this is a tradition, you know, that they got going on, but I also would like to set something on fire.
Yes, this doesn't need to be gender-oriented.
No.
The love of fire is cross-gender.
It's universal. Yeah. I mean, like Mayan fire hockey.
Yeah. Yep. I think I maxed out my microphone there because I was excited about fire.
You kind of did. That's okay. is there a sneeze phobia? I think there is.
I'm sure there is because, you know, it's one of those like, what if my eyeball pops out? Is the one in Texas bigger? Everything's bigger in Texas.
I think it is bigger. I didn't actually look.
She's looking it up, everybody. I was being funny about Texas. She's looking it up.
I don't know. I need the answer.
I'm drinking pop. Trace is not in here. It's just me.
Somebody's cooking food.
Someone's cooking food downstairs.
It smells really good.
It's not for us, unfortunately.
I haven't been making regular meals for almost 2 weeks. I don't think my family knows what that means anymore. Let's see.
Yeah. Trace and I will catch you. The blank, I'm like, what goes there? La, la, la.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Take another crack at that.
I can hear your brain going...
Grind, grind,
What's
grind.
What's the line?
I needed to say Trace/Amy. No matter, this is why I'm not the navigator on our bike trips, too. No matter how many times we do a thing, I'm like, left. I almost ran into Aunt Jo on the bridge the other day at Sullivan.
I'm going to leave it blank just because that's funny.
We'll see what happens every time.
Okay. The other day, and I was like, oh, this picture would be perfect. And yeah, I could spend a few bucks because it's perfect. And it was $433 to license it. And I thought, you know what? This black and white crappy one will work just fine.
Almost as good.
Yeah.
We're never going to talk about muffin tops.
You don't have a muffin top.
Never, ever.
Nope.
It's not our jam.
Oh, I need to. Oh.
Unless we're talking about the baked goods muffin tops. Then I'm on board.
I am too. It's the best part.
I eat the bottom first so that I have the top left.
It's been a couple months.
Yeah, I'm on.
So I sent them an email like, hey, just finished with a big project. Wanted to let you know I'm super excited to work with you. And
it gets on a shelf.
Crickets.
Oh,
and I'm
really?
Like, shh.
There was a dude there, and I wonder, is this a sweet gig, or did he do something bad or draw the short stick? He was in the pond with hip way up to those big rubber pants, and he had a rake, and he was raking the bottom of the pond.
Okay, I'm going to say it's not a sweet gig, because when...
It doesn't seem like it.
Because when I did the internship, I was at the National Zoo, and one of the first things they had us do was like 90 degrees, and 90% humidity, and we show up, there were three of us that were interns. And they're like, get a wheelbarrow, get a rake, get a shovel, grab a pair of rubber boots, because today we're cleaning the beaver exhibit.
Oh,
and they
boy.
Drained the whole thing.
Oh,
and
my
then
gosh.
We were, it was not one of the most pleasant jobs ever. You know, you're like,
ooh.
I thought the zoo was good. Oh, and then as an added bonus, as you're in the exhibit and you're shoveling the stuff, there are people walking by and they're like, oh, look at the beavers, which is funny the first time.
Yeah.
But the 10,000th person who's like, hey, take your picture. Oh, beavers. Yeah, no, it's not so fun.
I would be asking if this was like the litter pickers on the side of the road where these are incarcerated people who are doing community service.
We looked really young, though. But, you know, I guess we could have been
juvie.
Like, we're miscreants.
Yeah. You need a higher level. You're more likely to attempt escape. So you're behind the animal enclosure and the zoo wall.
That's true. We were behind the glass and everything. Yeah, that was not the most pleasant. Sweet so thing. I think that guy drew the short straw.
So the Cockney, let's not say so.
I realized I was
I heard some so's in the last episode too.
I know what looks like on these things now. I can look at the sound file and go, that's an that can go.
You feel like the guy in the Matrix when you realized
a little bit? I know, I can see. That's a redhead, that's a blonde, that's a brunette.
Yep.
Thanks, Clem.
I reckon.
Oh, more slang. Hey,
I would just like to tell you, too, Trace is going to go edit this episode, and there's thumps in the background, and I'm pretty sure you might be hearing some of them, and it's going to make her crazy, but we were fun and entertaining, so please ignore them. We have ghosts, or it's the construction up the road, whatever helps you get through the episode to give those thumps context.
That's true.
Yeah.
I went and yelled at my children, and they were all like, it's not me! So then, you know, I just didn't know what to do anymore.
Wherever. What's it called? When you pitch. It's not the pitch. Is it the pitch? I don't know. Golf words. Carpet.
You tee off.
Yeah, tee off. Yeah, my dad's going to be horrified if you ever... You can cut this out.
And here... I'm going to stop telling you that it's interesting because it is. I'm just going to tell you. Well, if you happen to fall into one of those holes and die... No, I'm not going to go there.
Please.
Oh, sorry. I just yawned. It's the other episode coming to get me. I need more oxygen.
Yes.
Well, if...
What is the spectatoring like? Do they scream for that 2.5 minutes or are they like golf?
That was so quiet. And
Cujo is moving into the lead.
What was great is it almost felt like it was just in somebody's backyard and they were having a potluck and they said, bring your snail. Because people have boxes or they had wheelbarrows and they're opening them up and there's lettuce leaves or plants. And these are big snails, several inches around, big garden snails.
Ping pong balls.
Yes.
Pear.
And they had painted their shells, some of them. So they had polka dots and some had flags painted on them. And
just like the Pixar movie.
Yeah. Different style snails. There was one guy saying that he felt like maybe he had fed his snail too much and it wasn't going to be moving very fast. And
people were
kind of intense about it. But no, then it was just a very quiet,
dignified English event.
Snail. Yeah. They're all having tea and they're watching their snails crawl. The 2018 results, 190 snails entered.
Woo!
Yeah. And 11 made it to the finals. The winning snail, Hosta. Hosta, so named because he or she, we don't really know, had spent all of spring, because these happen in not spring, had spent all of spring eating this lady's hostas. Oh. And so she was like, clearly I've fueled this one up.
Out of you.
We're going to take it along. And Hosta won by completing the course in 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Wow. Is there prize money involved here?
No, there was no. It's just the prestige of having the snail that can win the snail racing. Spokane has 311, which is information now.
Really? Can I call and ask them questions?
You can ask them like parking questions or...
Not how long to cook rice in the Instant Pot.
I don't know the guy I
talked to. I can never remember the ratio for rice and water.
It's not 411, ma'am. Slam, slam. I'm envisioning people in lederhosen.
That have had one too many and they've rallied.
No, but they have to be angry. You got to be sober to angry skip.
Oh, true.
You know, and they're purposeful. Like skipping with determined, flinty eye.
Yes.
And great determined. Okay.
Maybe Zoe can illustrate for that. We're talking about Pavlon because... Brenda suggested that we stop off at Adelo's and grab a drink before recording, and I'm not sure if that would have made it better. No, not better.
No.
All right. Just one or like a half?
We're just doing shots. Progressively gets more and more relaxed.
We're funnier and funnier to us. All right. So he actually, so, a needle pulling thread. Like you are not smelling.
Wow, my breath is that bad that you can smell it through the pop filter.
Okay, I think I'm not going to sneeze. Okay. I don't know. We'll find out soon. And I also would like to apologize to you all that I didn't do anything on the Ghostbusters scene where he's showing the lady the card and he's saying, yeah, you got that right. And he tells the guy he got it wrong and the psychological effect of that. I'm sorry. Some other time. I love that very much, too. September, his birthday is sometime around the airing date of this podcast. That's exciting. You could have cake. I feel like this is a reason for cake for you right now. So if you need to pause, go ahead.
So when... my kids were little and they wouldn't clean their room and I walk in and I snap a garbage bag open and suddenly everyone finds the strength to clean.
Yes. Yep.
They're conditioned to know that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. They're... Okay. Do you want to sound check yourself? And
I'm sure it's great. Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton and I'm all about pumpkin spice lattes today. I've stopped at Starbucks and I got my pumpkin spice latte. And okay, for real, I'm waiting there for my drink. And this kid who is clearly... high school, college kid, I hear him say to the other gal in the drive-thru, it's kind of quiet this afternoon. We're pretty caught up on things. And I said, oh, did he really just say that? And I thought, you just served a pumpkin spice latte to a lady in a cardigan and sensible shoes. And then you said, it's quiet. I think that brings down the wrath of the universe. I said, I have to take my coffee because all of Indian Trail is coming to this Starbucks now. Goodbye. Good luck, children. I'm going. That's my pumpkin spice latte story for the day.
I like your pumpkin spice latte
story. I feel
story.
Like I want to go back and see how it went. Did everyone come?
Oh, to see
come?
If it get really crazy?
Yeah, but 4 p.m. really isn't actually probably a rush time for a coffee joint.
No.
Way so this episode is all about pumpkin spice. We're not going in this direction at all.
We didn't even do an intro. Maybe we should start over.
Yep.
And she was like, oh, you spent over $25. Which fidget spinner would you like? You know, it was like a promo they were running. And I'm like, I don't really, well, okay, I'll take the red one. Thank you.
I don't know. I talked a long time about Cabbage Patch Kids. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Tickle Me Elmo. Beanie Babies. Those numbered crazy. Oh my gosh. Do you remember the Star Wars figures? Had to buy those. We had a friend.
Oh, yeah.
He had like big, huge totes full of those things because he was going to get the whole set and sell the whole numbered set. And then you could never find the one you needed. And so.
I wanted the Millennium Falcon so badly. And John Lathan. Had the Millennium Falcon. He'd let me play with it, though.
That's gracious of him.
It was a tragedy.
It's fun to read those crazy laws and where they came from.
That's true.
That's how all our episodes would start. This is fun because it's fun.
It's interesting because Amy said it was interesting. Oh, my God.
Because I told you. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try it. Let's try a wing it. Let's try winging it. I've got a little info here on... what they are. So maybe I could, sum it up. Yeah. I don't know why the pictures on your shirt are very distracting. I think it's because the rocket ship is red.
Yep.
So if it looks like I'm just staring at your boobs the whole time, it's the rocket ship. I'm just like, there's a red thing.
Yeah, your brain likes it. It wants to look.
I know. Don't take it personal.
I won't. That is what we are talking about.
Wow.
It's going to be engaging.
Okay, let's try that again.
This is Amy. I've ruined it. I will stop commenting just
yet.
Let me
see here. Do I have a funny short one?
I do. Well, I have a ton of, I don't want to waste them.
You don't want to waste it. I know. So that's why I'm looking for a good short one here.
I like your t-shirt, by the way. That's
microphone.
Fun. I like it. It's good.
Thank you.
I wore it to the writer's conference hoping that someone would say, well, it's a microphone and that's interesting. So I could be like, well, here's my card. Listen to my podcast. Yeah. I made far too many business cards.
Oh.
It's not so much of a thing.
Huh. That's interesting.
It's a lie. Perpetuated probably by
card companies.
Business card companies. Yep.
In the UK, there is a superstitious,
Superstitious?
I'm going to slow it down.
Superstitious.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Creepy.
It's like, we're going to kill you, but first we're going to doom you to really bad luck.
Yeah, we want it to take.
We're taking all the fun out of the trip to the gallows.
Yeah.
Okay, that was kind of dark.
That's it. Unless you want to talk about the grossest one. In Turkey, chewing gum at night is apparently the equivalent of chewing on the flesh of the dead.
I saw this. That can't be real. Did you look any deeper?
I didn't click through.
Oh, man.
Like, no, that's enough
for
me.
I was like, that just sounds so gross.
My sister just called me a panty waste for not clicking through. Whatevs.
Ouch.
La, la, la.
Yeah, you were a little quiet last time, but I was, and then I was really loud last time. So
crank it up, dude.
That was really fun. I'm working on that right now.
It's like a radio DJ working with a kitchen sister.
When you're talking all soft.
That's a good lead in. I'm going to go with that. Welcome to Brain Junk. That's all. Black cats, pumpkins. Ta-da!
Check. Okay, you want me to start again?
Maybe.
Okay.
Thank you.
About Halloween.
Great. Let's do it. Would you like me to polish up that ending a little?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never wanted to know.
No, we don't.
We're sorry. We victimized you with this information.
You never wanted to know.
Yeah. Let's try that again. I didn't share any fart facts in this episode. They're going to want to know all of this.
Okay. For this and other wonderful episodes, look for Brain Junk wherever you find your podcasts. We tweet at @MyBrainJunk, and you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram @ Brain Junk Podcast.
Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored. I've got to stop starting sentences with so.
We did that a lot in the... snake oil one.
Oh, yeah.
But we say so next to the next word, so close.
You can't cut it out.
You can't, just like I did there, you can't cut it off.
Shit.
It's okay.
You're going to have to cut that out.
Cutting that out, too.